We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
This podcast episode is brought to you by Coors Light. These days, everything is go, go, go. It's nonstop hustle all the time. Work, friends, family expect you to be on 24/7. Well, sometimes you just need to reach for a Coors Light because it's made to chill. Coors Light is cold lagered, cold filtered, and cold packaged. It's as crisp and refreshing as the Colorado Rockies. It is literally made to chill. Coors Light is the one I choose when I need to unwind. So when you want to hit reset, reach for the beer that's made to chill. Get Coors Light in the new look delivered straight to your door with Drizzly or Instacart. Celebrate responsibly. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
I'm Shanae Ogwumike.
I'm Lisa Leslie, and we're very excited to tell you about our new podcast with Blue Wire, Front and Center.
Lisa and I are breaking down what's going on in our lives, in the world, and keeping it 100.
We're also learning from amazing guests as well, like Emmanuel Acho.
People that show love to me, I forever got their back.
Vivica A. Fox.
If the foundation isn't right, then the rest of it's going to go wrong from there.
And more.
Subscribe to Front and Center today.
Yo, what's going on, guys? Welcome to episode number... Dude, is this three or two, Jay? Because since we lost the audio...
This is one. This is one. Number one again.
We're redoing number one.
Welcome, everybody. Yeah, we lost, right?
You lost. So, I didn't lose anything. You lost.
Whoa.
It was your fault. I'm just saying, we had three episodes. Or this is three episodes, but you lost the first one, so this is two.
So we're starting off going to pointing fingers at me. I mean, that's crazy.
I'm just here, bro. It's you.
Welcome to Stick Talk episode 1.53. Okay, listen, it was supposed to be episode one. Either way, you remember the song from Drake called God's Plan? It's perfect, right? Because I need a net back on for this episode because today, it's going to be a good one. Anyways, my co-host, Jay Toons, to the right of me. What's up, my boy? Welcome.
What's good? How you guys doing?
The Hopefully amazing, doing well. The beautiful, the sexy.
Jesus.
AA9 skills in the middle. What's up, baby? Let's go. I'm kidding. The Pen Fest to the left of me, bro. What's up?
No, I just say, obviously, the people that are listening, you won't know this, but the people that are watching,
yeah.
I look miserable and I'm happy. I know I look like I'm not happy.
You have
but that, I am happy.
You have what they call a resting bitch face. So
yeah, and it's so fine. Sad.
It is, hey, me too.
Why does he always look so sad? I'm not.
You know what I've noticed? You have really good hair.
He does have good hair.
Does your dad have good hair?
Yeah, and my granddad's still got a full head of hair. He's in his like mid-80s, man.
I remember because like a couple months ago, you were bald. You went Ronaldo on us. You went, like no hair. And now it's back.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, I got topics I want to hit. Jay, you got to make sure we stay on these topics, right? Because every time when me and Nep get together, we start talking about cricket. We don't even like cricket. You like cricket?
Oh, I could get into some cricket, yeah.
I don't know nothing about cricket.
I have no idea how that works, brother. I want to ask you guys one question. I asked this on Twitter.
You're supposed to be the topic stayer on her, bro.
Hey, but listen, I just want to ask one question to the both of you, because I think this is a pretty good question, especially in the day and age that we're in. All right, so you guys see a bunch of devs right now. They're dropping or like postponing their game to release, so they have a finished product.
Yeah.
Would you guys, as content creators, we want the stuff to come out as fast as possible so we can do what we do, right? But
yeah.
Would you have more love for EA, right? Because they're the games that we play. Would you have more love for EA if they held the dropping of the game and have the game actually finished? Or are you guys good at what's happening with EA right now with the game?
to my awesome partner's prediction and to my manager, I just want to let you know that the host wants to stay on topic and the co-host, you see this, right?
I'm just wondering.
He's awful. Nap, what's your opinion, Nap? Keep it or put the game out or wait?
It's tough, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like, because if they hold it, people will just riot.
Yeah.
And then the game will come out and people will still find mistakes in it. And they'll be like, why did you even hold it?
Yeah.
But if they release it, it doesn't have the best or all of the content. It's a lose-lose for EA, isn't it?
All I want to say is this. I'm about to brutally bash EA Sports in this podcast. Not brutally bash them in a negative. Nah, but I'm about to really give my opinion on something that I'm kind of upset about. Nah, but listen, I will say this. They put out a decent game for COVID. Compared to all the other sports games that came out, this FIFA is not that bad. What I played before this game released, that game sucked. I called Jay. I was like, oh, this is not good, bro. It's going to be a tough year. This is not that bad.
There's some big errors in this game. There's some like core problems, but
the badges are not on the jersey yet.
Yeah, and one of the balls don't have shadows. Sometimes it looks like they're floating.
Yeah, I say that to my live stream all the time, and they tell me no, it's fine. All right, we're gonna talk about all this in a minute. I know what you're talking about, Jay, because that one game got canceled. Cyber bully thing. Wait,
no,
what?
Cyberpunk, bro, relax.
That one.
Cyberpunk got canceled.
Well, not delayed. Canceled. It got delayed another like 2-3 weeks or something. So,
ooh, did you hear about Madden?
Or did you hear about EA?
Madden, yeah, EA's only dropping Madden December 4th for next gen. What happens with FIFA? Is that same thing?
Same thing with FIFA.
Okay, but that's not really a big deal, right? Because next gen's gonna look exactly the same.
Well, yeah. It's bad because my console sits on the desk without being used for like
play a different game. Play PES.
I can't. The other game that I wanted to play is postponed.
Oh, all right. We're going to get the live stream involved with questions for Nep a little bit later, but we got topics that we want to hit.
The game I want to play is Diablo 4.
Is that actually happening?
Look, 2021 is supposed to be.
They don't let me stay on topic.
I just want Diablo 4.
Me
I
too. See
them you know another game that I've been waiting for like 3 years? Age of the Empire 4. I'm just saying, like, Microsoft, get on that. Can you release the game, please?
When Diablo comes out, bro, I swear, dude. I'm not even gonna be bald no more because I'm gonna forget to shave my head because I'm just gonna be sitting. I'm gonna stink. I'm not gonna eat. I'm just gonna sit here and play Diablo all day, ladies and gentlemen. If you are listening on Apple Music and Spotify, listen. We almost broke Nep. I don't know if you know this, but we almost broke top 100 sports podcasts in the world. We're like right there on the edge. Hey, subscribe on Apple Music, drop ratings, get involved, boys. Come on, man. Let's break this top 100. Also, Spotify, you can listen. You know, there's links everywhere. If you're watching live, you can hit podcast and it'll come up in the chat. All kinds of stuff. People are talking about Ages of Empire. Guys, we got to stay on topic, bro.
All right.
Here we go. We had El Clasico, right? I'm going to be honest with you. I haven't watched since Ronaldo left.
That's tough.
I'm going to be honest, bro. I think El Clasico is always El Clasico, but since Ronaldo's left, it hasn't been the same for me.
Well, that's because the club doesn't have the big names there, I guess.
Are you trying to tell me, Skills, you don't like watching Rodrigo and Vinicius Jr. instead of Ronaldo?
What is this Tesco version of Hazard that's playing, bro? What is that thing? Because that's not this.
I forgot they even had Hazard.
Hazard's top five, no? Wasn't he top five at Chelsea? He was good.
I don't know if he was top five.
Where was he net? In best players in the world, like players Hazard? Playing.
Yeah, I'd say top five, yeah.
What Chelsea won, because this one is like top five at eating at McDonald's, because like he just keeps eating chubby every.
Ooh, no fat jokes, because I'm fat.
Listen, hey, I'm fat too, I can say him.
We had El Clasico, predictions of team of the weeks. I want to hit y'all with this. Valverde, shout out to your boy saying it right. Hey, I used to call him Valverde. Well, I don't even remember. Valverde. Anyway. All right, so anyways, Valverde's that's the one player we might get from Team of the Week. I'm bringing this up because I'm going to loop this in beautifully. Lewandowski, first of all, best striker in the world? For me, yes.
Dude, he got robbed of a Ballon d'Or because they canceled the Ballon d'Or. He would have won
it. Which makes no sense.
They could. All of a sudden, he wasn't good anymore.
Yeah, they can travel to Portugal to play Champions League, but no. Can we give out an award that they could do over the internet? Anyways.
Yeah.
Lewandowski, best striker in the world. He's getting a team of the week. And then after that, let me tell you about this team of the week. Go to the bathroom, use the bathroom, look in the toilet. Boom, there's team of the week.
No. We might get an Mbappe or Neymar.
That's not true.
Is that true? Never a name one. Maybe Mbappe. He scored two goals, but
I mean, the predictions. But the strikers are unless they give double. Like I don't know. The striker. I've seen Lewandowski. Chat, get involved and let me know what you think the team of the week will have of anybody big. So, anyways, what I'm trying to get at is EA Sports pushing this narrative now that IRL football just is okay. This game's supposed to be a simulation of football, right? Mm. Park the bus. They do pretty well with Park the Bus. People are saying Jalta. Did Jalta have a good game over the weekend?
He just had a good game now.
Well, that doesn't matter. Weekend, this is Champions League.
He had a good game over the weekend. He scored, and then now he's doing good now. So he's doing good. Yeah.
Okay, but this game is irrelevant, right? They only go through the week, right? They count them to what, Mondays?
Yeah, Mondays, yeah. So sometimes Tuesdays, but yeah.
Okay. Anyways, your team right now, these team of the weeks that are coming out, they're behind the curve completely. So is EA pushing this narrative of promos, which they fake players, right? Like they just completely like they don't fake players, but they give players these boosted stats. Are they getting away from team of the week, bro? Because I'm seeing this like they're making team ever since Foot Champs came out. It's like they're making team of the week completely irrelevant because they don't want to give cards out for free. I'm gonna let Nep start and then it'll come to you, Jay, because this topic right here makes me so mad because people grind 30 games. First of all, we used to care about what games were on TV, watching like the El Clasico and stuff all mattered because we wanted to get good team of the weeks. And now it's almost like it doesn't matter because we know that it's irrelevant. So Nep, you start and then I'll come back and give you my opinion again. Go ahead.
Yeah. Well, Foot Champs is now the least valuable game mode in all of FIFA Ultimate Team because let's say you get Elite 3, right? You get a team of the week pack, you get a 100K pack. The team of the week pack only contains team of the week players. The 100K pack contains icons, team of the week players, the rule breaker players, expensive gold cards. You can get it all. So gold one, which gives you two 100K packs, is arguably a better result than Elite 3. All you get is the extra red pick. But as you've just discussed, team of the week is terrible. Therefore, the red picks are just not even that important. So what is the actual point of Foot Champs? Because of team of the week, like all they need to do to make real life football relevant is like, remember last year, the back end of the year, they did that, this or that player. So just in the game this weekend, was it Arsenal Man United? Just give like, I don't know, a Lacazette 88 or, a Pogba 90 and whichever one wins gets upgraded. Or if it's a draw, they both get upgraded. Now, all of a sudden, the team of the week is like, okay, it's based on real life football still, but it's more engaging. Like you get a reason to watch that game. You got a reason to get these player picks and stuff. But right now, team of the week, there's one, maybe two, maximum three players that are worth anything. And so therefore playing champs is just irrelevant.
Listen, Jay, go. I know how to fix this situation. How do you feel? Like, what do you, what, like?
Oh, what I agree completely with Nep. The team of the week, the Reds don't really matter anymore. I know where you're going to go with this, so I'm not going to say what you're going to say, but I definitely feel like they need to do something. Even if they start like just boosting the team of the weeks like crazy numbers, like not just a little bit, just crank them up. Cause I feel like the team of the weeks are completely useless, especially if we're going to go in the same route we went last year, where it's week in, week out, the promo cards just obliterate the team of the week. So they're not even useful on your teams. So there's no point in really the Reds. I guess you play team of the week now for credit. Like, oh my God, look, I'm an Elite One player. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I feel like it's more stressful than what it's worth, basically.
Yeah. So I'm looking at predictions from Foothead's team of the week. We got a Zaha, which that could be a pretty okay card. That has 92 pace on it.
But could it? Because that Inaki Williams SBC is there.
Yeah, true.
Everyone's got him. Who cares about Zaha?
Does Zaha have a 3-star weak foot or 4-star?
Yeah, 3-star weak foot, 5-star skill moves.
Okay, so dead card.
5-star skill moves, you're just going by Promes or going by Dembele, who's like 40K, and you got 5-star. Like,
and then you have to worry about work rates on Zaha as well. I feel like I'm saying he's like a medium low, which
okay, honestly, dead card. David Silva, not usable. David Silva is just completely irrelevant in FIFA. Luis Alberto, irrelevant. Then in the back, they have a left back, Guerreiro, which is irrelevant. Seven. I mean, could he be used? I mean, does the Bundesliga? Oh, Davies. Yeah, he's never going to be used. And then Thiago Silva is getting a center back card. This is their prediction.
Oh, what? Yes. Come on. Yes.
Wait. So you look at this, right? And it's completely irrelevant to what's happening. Team of the week is the most disconnected thing from this game. And this is what I'm so sick of, bro. I feel like EA Sports, when they feel like, I feel like when they want to get rid of something, the way they get rid of it is by making the other stuff irrelevant. For example, I think for years they've wanted to get rid of drafts. And I think that's why they continue to try to make drafts really boring for people to play, but people still play them because they like that mode.
We just upload it all the time.
Yeah, because I think people like that mode, right? And I think, where the rewards went awfully terrible is when they removed monthlies. And I know casuals are going to sit back and go, well, I don't have time to play every week. That's fine. Okay. But at least it stopped people from stopping at Gold 1 because you played further because there was an icon possibly that you could get.
Yeah.
And there was bigger stuff. When they brought these reds like this, it was the end. What they do is they try to make something look pretty on the outside, but it's you know what? It's like government, right? They pass a bill that you're like, oh, this is dope. But then underneath the bill is a lot of bad stuff that you didn't know was coming. And that's what it's kind of like with EA. They're like, hey, we're going to give you red picks now. I was like, yeah, no more monthlies, red picks. And then what you didn't realize is they were about to annihilate Team of the Week every week, right? Because there's no way. How many games get played a weekend, bro? It has to be hundreds.
Yeah. Oh, so many.
These are the best players from this week?
Yeah, I mean, they're probably not. They always like prioritize the major leagues over the minor leagues and whatnot, right? But even so, like just like what Jay said, just like let's take just any old player from this team of the week, right? Let's take that Ajax guy. What's his name?
The let's do this. Guy. Take Thiago Silva. Take Thiago Silva. He's Thiago one of the Silva. Most the mo- one of the most known. Thiago Silva's in the back. Okay. Yeah,
just instead of giving him like one pace and one defending and one physical, just make that guy as fast as like Joe Gomez or something. Now, all of a sudden, there's the opportunity to just use different players. Okay, he's not that fast in real life, but then they'll go and give these rule breaker cards where they'll just switch stats around happily. So that doesn't mean anything like about how relevant it is in real life. So just give him like a plus 10 pace, like a plus 2 defending, and be like, there you go, guys. He's now usable. Have fun.
Yeah. Yep. I agree 100%. And it would allow, like, there's so many, it's not really meta. I guess they're meta players, and you have to like get these players, right? You have to use those. And because they're not doing anything with the team of the week and making other leagues, other players, even in like the premier, like the top leagues, better, you're just stuck with seeing you. I literally played against Mbappe and Joe Gomes, I think every single game this weekend, in weekend league. So it's just the same players over and over again. At least if they were to do something like that, you would see different teams, maybe use different cards, maybe fix up your team a different way, but everybody's playing the exact same team and building up to do that as well.
Here's the big thing for me is I remember this clip, and I'm drawing a blank on who the player was, but there was this center back who's really slow in FIFA that just turns on the Jets and catches Salah. And I forget what clip it meant. It might've been Harry. I don't know. I don't remember. But I wonder if they should make Team of the Week based off of like something a player did within that
game.
Yeah. So if Thiago Silva, let's say Ruben Diaz, who's really slow. I think he had a remarkable game for Man City the other day. But let's say he did some crazy play where he caught up to Mane or something in the game. I think maybe you just boost that stat, you know?
Yeah.
You boost that and get that up, because I just don't see a way. It just seems like they don't care. If maybe they just know as a business, bro, you're going to lean on stuff that works. Do you think people open packs for a Team of the Week? No.
Nobody cares about Team of the Week, man.
That's what I'm saying. So are they just like, Nep, do you like this promo every Friday? I don't like it.
I do, because it just allows me to make content.
Okay. Not content creator. No content creator. Content creator aside. If you were like a person just playing FIFA.
Somebody just plays FIFA, it sucks because, first of all, once again, they don't pop in draft. And when they do, it's the defenders again, same as last year. Like, and that's them again trying to screw draft. So it's not like I could just be like, oh, here's 15K. Let me go and play with that Harry Kane or whoever the big attackers are and have some fun and try that out. No, you'll be lucky to even see one. Second of all, they're so damn expensive that if you don't spend money or lots of time on the game, can't afford them anyway. So if you're a casual, you're never going to see these players in your team. So what's the point?
I like, let's say little Jimmy's at home, right? And little Jimmy goes up to his mom and says, hey mom, you think I can open like $100 a few points so I can pack these players? And the mom's like, let's just say the mom's like, okay, yeah, let's go. And he goes to do it on week one of this new promo, the Jimmy gets nothing promo that just came out. So on week one, he opens up because he wants Messi. But then on week two, they drop Ronaldo. I think that's BS, man. Put everything at once. So when somebody wastes $100, they don't get half the promo, bro. You know?
Yeah.
Imagine you walk into, you know, what's your favorite restaurant, Nep? You got a favorite restaurant?
Yeah, like McDonald's or something like that.
Okay, McDonald's. So you walk into McDonald's and you're like, hey, can I get a Big Mac? And they're like, yeah, sure. And you pay for it and you get half the Big Mac.
Yeah.
That's what it
and
is.
Like you want the other half, you come back next week.
Yeah.
Next
week, again. Listen, yeah. If you're still hungry, you come back next Friday.
Well, like don't picture it like half a Big Mac, just a smaller Big Mac.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? A small Mac. That's yeah. what you bought.
But then every time you go to take a bite, they smack you, right? Because you're not getting nothing. So they smack you and like a pickle falls out. Sometimes it hits you in the lips and you can get the taste, but you're so hungry. The drool's coming down the side and you're just Jesus like, bro, Christ, let me get this thing. Today? No, because that's what it is, right? I throw $300 into this game. I'm like, yo, I'm about to pack. What's this thing called? A rule breaker. Now we're promoting people breaking rules, by the way. Shout out to you. Yep. We didn't want to promote Halloween. No. That's bad for the kids. Let's promote breaking rules.
Is that what they said? Because I still don't understand why they changed the name of the promo.
I personally think, again, I don't want to go this way, but I think it was something to do with religious purposes. And you guys might say no, but there's a lot of people.
Politically like, correct like, is what
well,
you're
Well, no,
for.
Because there's a lot of people, right? Let's say like Christians and stuff, right? Any religion. They don't celebrate Halloween. So if little Jimmy goes up to his mom that's religious and say, hey, can I open some Halloween packs? She's like, oh, no, that has something to do with the bad stuff.
Yeah.
You're not opening that up. There's witches involved. So EA might be like, hey, man, we're not making enough money because people don't like witches.
Yeah.
So now they change it to rule. But listen, man, I think I'll say the box.
The only thing I'll say is this, right? If I don't care if your name's Jimmy or Timmy or anything, right? If you spend money on this game and you don't spend it in either the draft or on 5K packs or silver packs, you're an idiot, right? That's just flat out truth. If you buy one 100K pack for £20, you could have bought 25K packs and I guarantee you would have made more coins by just selling everything out of those 5K packs instead. So whilst EA's kind of like really aggressive marketing gets people and works for EA and is genuinely horrendous should be kind of, I guess, regulated. If you're going to spend money on this game, just do it smartly and make the most out of it.
Yeah, we talked about it last podcast where whether it was gambling or not gambling, we're not going back into that because that's a complete thing. I still think that Ultimate Team should be the way it was when it first came out. And I think it should be a downloadable content, whether you pay for it or you don't pay for it. But what that allows is for little Jimmies not to be able to get on it without their mom allowing them to get on it.
Yeah.
You understand? Even if you got to make them pay a dollar or something, at least you're going ahead and saying like, hey, this is a paid mode. For more paid stuff.
Yeah, but in a business, like...
Of course, in a business...
I would never want to do that because I want to get him hooked on Phonics.
Of course. Like, come on, when we started playing, you had to download it.
Yeah, $14.99 or something like that.
It was DLC. You paid to download it, and then you could play and stuff like that. Anyways, that's not... Well, again, we see, when I have Nep on the podcast, we start talking about cricket, man.
I mean, we were talking about the rule breaker stuff now.
Yeah. No,
how do you fix this? Let's go back to how do we fix...
You can't...
No. I'm talking about how do you think they can fix Team of the Week and rewards?
You can't.
Like, rewards is an easy fix, right?
Yeah.
Just put the promo cards in red packs and Team of the Week packs. Problem solved. That's it.
I think we all agree.
Honestly, why don't they hire you, bro?
Because. Oh, like, just make me a game changer already. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I heard they reached out. They reached out to Nep and his salary was too much.
That's what it is.
Yep. Salary is too much.
You know what's crazy?
Yeah,
they probably couldn't afford me.
Same. I wouldn't go. I'd be like, listen, you guys have too many issues. I don't get paid enough to deal with this. That's what I would say.
Yeah.
Listen, I think personally, Team of the Week should become no longer Team of the Weeks. And I think it should be Flashback Weeks. Something like that.
They have this new thing that's coming this year. They're calling it Player Moments. Right,
yeah.
Which I thought was going to be Team of the Week. I thought they were going to like boost it.
Yeah.
But I guess it's not going to be that. But just instead of just literally get rid of Team of the Week completely and just have player moments. So today in Champions League, Salah scores a penalty. Give him a player moments. Just boost penalties up to 99. Give him another little boost everywhere else. Release that card straight away. Bang, player moment, Salah is out.
Dude, because right now, do you feel like more than ever that FIFA and real life football are completely detached. Like
100%. Yeah.
Like we used to get, I remember back in the day, bro, like when Ronaldo, I don't remember what year it was, but I was still at my old house and we wasted so much money trying to get striker Ronaldo. But Ronaldo had a crazy good game for Madrid where he got the striker and we were so boosted because we were like, we watched the game and we were like, oh, dude, he might get a striker card. You remember that?
Yeah, there's no more
of that.
Yeah.
There's no more excitement around real life football going into FIFA because we know that EA, for some reason, don't want to get outside of this meta. Like, dude, imagine right now if they came out with a moments James Rodriguez card from when he was at Porto, you know, and he got a team of the week way back in the day. And his card was just remarkable and it was changing. Now it's for Everton and it's game changing. And all of a sudden makes a freaking, you know, a good cam in the Prem besides Kevin De Bruyne.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I see people always like, oh, yeah, but why? He didn't deserve it. Yeah, but look at all these new promo cards we got. They didn't deserve it either. Who cares about deserving it? Just widen the pool of usable players any way you can so that I don't come up against goddamn Semedo, Ake, like Gomez, and whoever the left back is, the mess left back. I just don't want to come up against them every game. Let me see somebody else other than Dembele, Martial, and Rashford as a front three, man. Like, come on.
There is not one player in this team of the week that's predicted that is coming out with a passing higher than 88, except for David Silva.
Yeah, but what's his pace on that card?
A 66.
Like four or something, but that's this
This is what I'm trying to explain. Like, why couldn't they just have put, like, when let's say, for example, Lewandowski plays next weekend and Lewandowski gets 5 assists in one game. Bro, make him have a 90 pace striker, passing striker card.
Yeah.
Like, or if he has a crazy run where he burns a back line, give him pace. Like, whatever a person does.
He scores on his weak foot, make it 5-star weak foot. Like,
make it something that makes us care.
That would honestly, like, I feel
not
like
taking away from the promo, Jay. No, if anything, it's making people open more.
I want them to do that. Like, I want them to do it. I see why they don't do it, because it would require them to actually, like, pay attention. And I don't think they pay attention. I think they just like, okay, who scored
this
week?
You don't got to pay attention.
Listen, who scored this week?
You know, there's one guy. There's one guy.
Yeah, it's one guy. He's like, oh, who scored? Oh, this one top league. All right, we're choosing that guy. Hell with it. We're going to go with it. Did he have one last week? Oh, no, he didn't have one. Okay, that's the guy we're using this week. That's
all
I
you
feel
have to
like
do is have Twitter, though. If you have Twitter, you see every nice goal.
Yeah, but you.
Somebody in your chat said it kills the game early then. And I see this argument a lot. Oh, giving too many players boosted stats kills the game, man. There shouldn't be good players. There's Icon Hullet and Icon Ronaldo and Cristiano Ronaldo, and the game's already done. The best player's already there. Who cares about giving more?
The thing is that 95% of us aren't going to get them either way. Like,
exactly.
For example, on my road to glory, I honestly wouldn't eat for the next week if I could. That's saying something. If I could have Rashford.
Yeah, you saying it.
You know, if they, like, how many of y'all would not eat for a cup? I'm exaggerating. But that striker Rashford, bro. Like, that is, I just want that so bad on my road to glory. I can't obtain that. That's 600K, dude. So for the normal Jimmy, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
We can't get it.
And what about the Laporte that came out? I think the Laporte I checked was 500K.
But Jay, I'm talking about Rashford as a team of the week. That's brilliant, bro. Need more of this. We need more of players that matter.
You can go in draft, though, and then try and get him in draft, but instead get like 5 strikers from the Russian league or something. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah, and then when Rashford does finally pop, it's his left mid card because they don't want you to play with the striker one, which makes no sense.
I just feel like they just, like you guys said earlier, I feel like they kill modes. Or they try to kill modes to promote you instead of using 300 FIFA points to go into a draft to open up a pack.
It seems like everything. And listen, maybe I'm talking out of line. Maybe someone at EA hears it and it's like, man, he just doesn't get it. He doesn't understand. It seems like they do everything to stop people earning from playing the game and force them into FIFA points. Like the new rivals and champ system, you cut people's rewards in half now because of this stuff. Like, so like, so now you're not getting nearly as many rewards. Instead of getting rank one and your foot champs finish, you're getting like rank three and your champs finish, or you're getting rank one and you don't have enough time to finish champs. Oh, guess what? Not as many rewards. What do? Oh, there's some promo packs in store. Let's go open those. Like, it seems like everything's geared towards open some packs, man. Open some packs.
I understand it's a business. And I say to EA Sports, look, man, you want to make your money, make your money. I would, and this is me, and I know most people in the world are not going to agree with this, what I'm going to say right now, but I would take every reward in Rivals, and besides Draft, because it's a paid-to-get-in mode, Rivals, Weekend League, make everything untradeable if you can start giving us stuff. Everything. Make it all untradeable, bro.
Yeah.
Nothing can be sold. Not even your packs that you get that are gold packs. Make everything untradeable. If that will allow you to actually up the weight and make it worth us playing. Because the one thing I hate seeing is Nep tweet out, I love foot champs because I just like competing. And I know Nep likes it too. But the fact that he tweets out, hey guys, staying at gold one is smarter, is actually horrible. But it's the right thing, Nep. It's the right thing. But what it does is kill the mode completely. Because what happens is for someone that's really, for example, this weekend, I could have gotten 27 wins on my Road to Glory, but someone backed out at the loading screen when they saw it was me. I have a way worse team than them, but they didn't need wins because they possibly could have been just stopping at 17. So they're like, oh, I could take a loss. So they backed out of the game because they knew that I was probably going to beat them. But what that did was my next game was a Hullet team.
Yeah.
So he ruined it. He ruined my weekend for me. So this all is affecting people throughout the entire weekend because people find out it's not worth playing all of your games, bro. There should be a very big achievement from ending gold one to elite three to elite two to elite one. There should be some type of achievement, some type of like happiness when you finish better, better and better.
Yeah. Better rank should give you better rewards.
Better rewards makes sense. Yeah. Dude, for example, this past weekend with rewards, for me anyway, I finished last week, I think it was like gold one or whatever. I go to my packs, I can't even remember my reds, they were so bad, but I opened one of my viewers' packs, I think gold three maybe, and it wasn't reds, but popped out an inform Rashford out of, and got gold three, which I'm happy for them, you get what I'm saying? But at the same time, like... Well,
so this again comes, the all I see, like not all I see, but like it's so many times people are like, oh... What you're saying is people that finish gold three don't deserve a chance at a good thing? No, that's not what I'm saying. Let gold three get a chance at a Rashford. Just give gold one a better chance at Rashford. Give elite three an even better chance. Give elite two an even better chance and make it sort of like top 100 basically guarantees you one of the best players. That's what we're asking for.
What I'm saying is this, is when you go to college to become a doctor for 10 years, some people might not finish the college and still get a doctor job. But the person that finished all of his years is probably, just listen to what I'm saying. The guy that finished all of his years might get a better job, has a better chance of a way better job than the person who didn't finish going all the way through school. The chance, there's still people who do better. They get the lucky opportunity, they do better. But most of the time when you follow the process, you're going to, you know what I'm saying? In logic, where I'm just saying, I'm giving like an example. You know what I'm saying? Just because like someone who goes through more of it and does better and like, dude, not everything can be handed to you in life. Someone who does better than you deserves better sometimes. Someone who works harder. Go on.
When I ask for like milestone players, so like imagine they put like a, like you pick your club when you go into Ultimate Team and whatever club you pick, there's like a 99 rated version. There's like a 99 rated version of that player, right? So I pick Arsenal as I go in and there's a 99 Aubameyang and I can just grind to him. And you have to score, you know, 1,000 goals and 1,000 assists and score 1,000 goals for Arsenal players and score that, you know, do all these objectives. And people were like, oh yeah, that's not fair on people that can't do it. Abso-fucking-lutely. Yeah, that's right. But it's also not fair for the guy that can't become a doctor to not be a doctor. If you can't do it, you can't do it. That's too bad.
That's what I'm saying. And you know, I had somebody in week one and a half of FIFA come into my stream and go, Skills, what's up, man? I was like, what's up, bro? And he's like, yo, I'm bored already. I said, what's up? He goes, I'm bored of FIFA already. I said, that's crazy. He's like, I've done everything. I said, oh, that's crazy. I said, he's like, I have nothing to do. I said, so you got top 100? And he said, no. And I said, well, take your ass into Rivals and get better. Because that's the point of FIFA. Bro, I come from a day and age in FIFA where there was no menus.
Right.
There was like, there was team of the week and there was play the game. And if you don't like that, uninstall.
Yeah.
But we can't look at menus and be like, well, there's nothing in the game now. This game is boring. Like, at some point, it has to be about just going to play the game, right? And EA has taken away from people just going. Now everyone rates FIFA based off the content. And this is good that you're hearing that because you're a content guy, right? Like, your channels, you thrive on YouTube and stuff because of you're so well knowledge with content. So I know for you, you want more content, right? Because that's part of your business.
No, and see, this is a common misconception from just everybody. I don't want more content. I want better content.
I agree.
Give me quality over content. Two or three times a week only. But if it's incredible stuff, I'm more than happy. I just don't want, you see that SBC they released yesterday where you like need exactly 477 rated players and exactly 375 rated. Come on, man. Give me something to do on the game. Don't give me something to do in the menus.
Listen, I just personally think that they need to, because listen, for me, this is the and we're kind of jumping around. You guys can give your thing, but FIFA 21, and I'm speaking a little bit too prematurely because I haven't played enough of this new patch. This is the most close installment to a FIFA that we've seen in 2 years. Yeah. FIFA 19 was a long shot simulator. FIFA 20 was just sit in the back auto block simulator. This is more on the base of the old FIFAs where you can be a skiller and be successful. You can be a passer and be successful.
Yep.
You can be a defender and not really defending. If you're really good at it, you're going to stand out. So there's different ways of being an actual good player at this game.
Yeah.
Right. And the other games, it was take finesse shots or move your keeper like a Spider-Man. That was 19. You had to move your keeper. And the other one was just sit in the back and put everything in the back. So this is the closest installment to old FIFAs that we know, Nep, in my opinion. Yeah. In my opinion.
Now,
is stuff broken? Dude, there's no badges on jerseys. Tackling goes back to the person when you make a good tackle. I don't know if you guys noticed, but I'll put full power on a through pass and the ball will not even go a centimeter.
That's supposed to be fixed, though, in the patch. I haven't played, so I couldn't tell you, but that's supposed to be fixed. Again, dude, I agree with you guys. Like, this is going back to FIFA. This game to me right now feels more like a 17 and 18, which I really, really enjoyed, than for Foot Champs anyway, right? Like, it feels more like that because I feel like you can do multiple, you can shoot from wherever, you can play your play style. I mean, there's some things that you basically have to do now, which is annoying, but you can play your play style and still be successful, which is enjoyable, unlike having just to sit in the back and wait to counter and wait for the auto blocks and just run around with your CDMs. So yeah, I'm enjoying this game, but there are things that need to be fixed and I'm hoping they actually fix them.
Even though sports had a break, your business didn't. You have to keep moving and that makes hiring more important than ever. Indeed is here to help. Indeed.com is the number one job site in the world because Indeed gets you the best people fast. Unlike other sites, Indeed gives you full control and payment flexibility over your hiring. You only pay for what you need, you can pause your account at any time, and there are no long-term contracts. Plus, Indeed provides powerful tools to make your search that much easier. Like sponsored jobs, which are shown to be 3.5 times more likely to result in a hire. With 73% of online job seekers visiting Indeed each month, Indeed is going to get you the important hire you need, just like they have for over 3 million businesses. Right now, Indeed is offering our listeners a free $75 credit to boost your job post, which means more quality candidates will see it fast. Try Indeed out with a free $75 credit at Indeed.com/BlueWire. This is their best offer available anywhere. Go right now to Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Offer valid through December 31st. Football is back in full swing. You might not be at a game this year, but you can still be in on the action at BetOnline. BetOnline is going the extra mile to make sure you can get in on every possible chance to win this season. From game spreads and totals to team, player, and coaching props, BetOnline gives you more options to wager than anywhere else. You can get in on their season opening bonus today and start off wagering on wins, division, and championship futures all day, every day. Head to BetOnline today and take advantage of all the great sign-up bonuses. Don't forget to use promo code BLUEWIRE at betonline.ag. That's BLUEWIRE, all one word. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts.
My biggest problem with FIFA right now and EA Sports is you can't rotate your entire game around Foot Champs, which they have, right? The entire game is rotated around Foot Champs. And then completely shit on the rewards for Foot Champs. Like, yeah. I don't care if you somehow have to put promos into rewards. I don't care if you have to put SBCs. I don't know what you have to do to fix this thing, man. I don't know if you bring monthlies back. Maybe this is the thing. Maybe if you end Elite One, you know how you get three packs? Maybe one pack is an 80 plus guaranteed. The other one is an 84 plus guaranteed. And then the other one's an 86 plus guaranteed.
Yeah.
So now all of a sudden you have three different, those red pick packs have like guaranteed numbers depending on the level you end on. Now yeah. Someone who ends gold one goes, hey man, if I can get to elite, I get an 86 plus. No. You know what I'm saying? Like maybe that gives you a better, because dude, the fact that you open someone's top 100 rewards, bro, and they don't get even close to any of the bigger players is actually mind-boggling, especially when they're untradeable.
Yeah, yeah. The fact they're untradeable is dumb. But here's the problem, and this is why you're going to get gold three and silver one guys being like, oh, no, man, like, you can't do this, is because if the best players get the best players, there's just going to become this difference, like, top 100 teams are going to become so substantially better that elite one players can't compete anymore. And well, elite one teams are going to become so substantially better. I know that, but that's the mentality of those gold threes. Like, oh, if you give all it, like, but, and here's the hilarious thing, right? You go into this weekend and you come up against this Hullet team, give him 390 plus rated players for all he cares. They're not getting in his team. This is, 'cause he's got Hullet already.
This is what I'm going to say. And a lot of people are going to get mad at me, but I'm going to say this shit. I am sick and tired of people running around this community. All my pro players, I'm sorry, man. I love you guys. I'm not taking shots. Stop saying content creators are feeding EA Sports when every single pro player has Hullet and R9 on their teams.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay? Because what, that wasn't $1,000, baby.
Pack? Yeah.
That wasn't $1,000 you put for a Hullet, baby. You wasted $4,000 or $5,000. But the content creators are the ones feeding EA Sports. Every pro player has better teams than the content creators, bro. I'm sick of it.
It's so true. Dude, because they want to put the blame on everybody else, bro. That's just what it is. Let's be factual here, man. Everybody just wants to blame everybody else and still, like, they want the best team and then be like, oh, the reason why this is here is because of that guy. You just want to point fingers, bro. That's just the way the world works.
Here's the problem with this community, this industry, gaming in general, right? There are lots of little moving parts that all have issues. And when one person says something about one moving part that has an issue, like we talk about, you know, content creators and packs, then you kind of like, this community is like, you're then not allowed to talk anything about anything else. Like if I say anything good about EA, how dare you say something good? Yesterday you was bashing them. If I say anything bad, oh, here he goes again complaining. Like things are like separate entities, you know what I mean? Like you can in this industry in gaming, you can have an opinion on all of the different things. So when I say, oh man, this promo is not very good, uninstall the game then. That's not the answer. I'm just saying that this specific promo is not good. Like,
yeah.
Yeah. You don't like something, you're giving your opinion and people will be like, oh, just shut up. Or they agree with you. Or they'd be like, oh,
yeah.
Like it's your fault that they like this because you open packs. You know what I mean? Hey, like it's every excuse in the book to blame somebody else and tell you to shut up. You're wrong.
If I speak out towards EA Sports, when I say something about the American government, it's not because I hate America. It's because I want to live better in America, right? When I say something about EA Sports, it's not because I hate EA Sports. I don't even know the people running EA Sports. I couldn't even put a face to it, bro. But I can tell you one thing. I want better. You know what I'm saying? I want to have fun. I want to enjoy it more. So I'm going to speak my mind. And I think that's the only way. And I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think EA Sports has a problem with people speaking their mind. I think it's how you speak your mind. I think you have to come to them a certain way. But I also think something right now, everything we see here, they don't care.
No.
Because I'm a Jimmy and you're a Jimmy and you're Jimmy Toons. Yeah. That's Jimmy Penfez. And this is Jimmy Skills. And what we say is not affecting Big Jimmy's bank account. No. Right. And until something affects the bank account, nothing's really going to change. But even then, if you stop opening packs, that's not really going to, that's irrelevant because EA Sports as a whole, bro. You got to, Madden has to be affected. FIFA has to be and until their sales go down on games, that's where the CEOs will go, well, now something's, because this money they make from Foot and all this is a bonus. When they sell those copies.
When they sell the copies, they then know we already got you. Yep. Now we know how to make the microtransactions work.
Yep.
So only when the copies go down, are they like, oh, we got some problems here. We need to fix something. Like, this is an issue.
Yeah. And it's not just EA. It's, dude, 2K is a disaster. There's a lot that's a disaster. But again, dude, we saying it's a disaster because we live on this game. Yep. Normal people must go like, man, this is sick. Right? Yeah. Because they don't play the way
when you're
play.
Oblivious, bro. When you're oblivious to certain things, like I remember back gaming back in the day, even before the internet, right? Like you would just play and it would be hard and you'd be like, oh man, this is hard, but you'd still have fun playing it. Like I would play old games, die in the first three levels and keep playing that game all damn day because there wasn't like nowadays, it's just like everything's so fed to you. I feel like it's too easy. Like just the whole industry in all, everything's just easy and everybody wants to cry when something's hard and then just not do it.
I will give you the exact kind of understanding of what's wrong with gaming, specifically in FIFA, right? People want the end result as quick as possible, and they don't care about the journey there. And when they get the end result, they want a new thing, but they don't want to go for that. They don't want to run, like, live a journey to get that. They just want it. So when something comes out in EA, if it takes 10 games, oh, I don't want this in 10 games, I want this now. They get it in one game. They're like, all right, I've got that next. What's next? And they're not savoring the time that they're actually taking to get the things. And this whole circumventing objectives and stuff. Oh, let's go into rivals together and go like 5-5 so that we could both get the most. Why don't you just play the game and enjoy the game?
Yeah.
Yep.
I was watching a comedian, and I believe it's a comedian. He's from... I believe he's from China, and he's on Netflix. He's hilarious. This guy's hilarious. And he made this thing, and I'm going to Nep's point about human beings in life right now, how everything has to be right now. Yep. And he keeps saying, he's like, right now. Like, have you ever been on Amazon and you're going through, and if it doesn't say Prime, you just skip? Yeah. Like, if I can't get that Everybody tomorrow, I don't it. Want it. If I don't want that to now, give it to me now, or I don't want it. And we're spoiled human beings in life right now.
Yeah.
And anyone that says I can't get gold one, get good.
Yeah.
You remember the KSI meme with the deal with it and the glasses come on? Deal with it, bro. Yo, guess what, man? I want to be a professional boxer. Mayweather will beat the shit out of me.
Yeah.
Get good. It's life,
you won't get on his level. I mean, I'm sorry, dude, but you're going to be that guy that's going to be achieving or trying to achieve something and not going to do it because Mayweather will fuck you up.
Get good. Get good. You're not good like these football players. You want to be a football player? Get better. You're not going to get handed to you. So for me, it's get better or stop crying about it. But at the end of the day, we have to look at the circumstances, right? Adding more cards into the game is not going to make people's teams it's going to give you a better chance of competing against these pro players. Because I'm going to be honest with you, bro. Every pro player is signed to teams now. And when you sign to teams on that contract somewhere, it's money that you get to open packs. Could be $4,000, $5,000, $6,000.
In itself.
Like. Yes. $4,000, $6,000, $7,000. Okay. Now teams are paying their pros to get big players so they can compete better. Now, You look at that circumstances, and already you getting into the top 100 list is fucking impossible.
Yeah, you got to be good. You got to actually get lucky in packs, and you got to it's hard, dude. It's tough.
There's a guy on your chat now, Connor. He's been in the community for a long time. I think he said he got number one in the world on his Road to Glory. Mm-hmm. So he's got a free to play. But here's the thing. I don't know what team Connor's got necessarily, but even on a Road to Glory for a pro player, if you spend the first week or 10 days spamming drafts, your Road to Glory is still going to be like not quite pay to win, but way better than your average.
Listen, hashtag Harry, an unbelievable, well, is he even called hashtag Harry anymore? He might be.
Was he now? Yeah. Fnatic Harry, is he?
So Harry, okay. You guys know Harry. Harry's an amazing person. I love Harry, man. It's such fun. I've hung out in real life. Cool dude. He choked week one with his mega team, and I believe he got top 100 with a 400K team. And he liked the small. He had like players like Promise, and you know what I'm saying. And what a good player is a good player, right? I've top 100 on Road to Glory. I've top 100 with big teams. People told me I could only do it with big teams, so I started Road to Glory, and I showed people I could do it. I qualified for events with a small team, so you can do it either way, right? Either way, it could be done. But when these great players get these big teams, getting 30-0 is, dude, Harry can 30-0 with his feet up, Jay, right? Yeah. Because he's already an outstanding player. So EA Sports putting these smaller players in, right, and allowing the Jimmies of the world to get these smaller players actually gives them a chance to compete against these big, because Harry's not going to change his hoolet for something in Team of the Week.
No.
Yeah. Never.
But
never
a young, a Jimmy that packs will. So I just feel there's this massive detachment. So look, I want to jump to this other point real quick. And real quick, before we go any further, if you guys are enjoying the podcast, you're listening to Apple Music, yo, hit that rating, bro. Let's get above, let's make this the top sports podcast, sports gaming podcast ever, man. That would be amazing. And if you're watching on Spotify, I love you. Make sure to follow all that great stuff. It's not on YouTube, but you can watch us live on stream. If you want to see pretty faces, like you can see my bald egg, you know, for Halloween, Jay, Ray said, what are you going to be for Halloween? And I told her I wanted to be the guy from Sonic.
Oh, Robotnik?
Yeah, because he looks like an egg, no, right?
Well, kind of.
But she said I had to like shave my beard. So I was like, nah, I can't do that because I'm going to look terrible. What are you going to be, Nap? If you had to be something, what would you be? Halloween soon.
Oh, man, I might be you or someone like that. I don't know.
That's crazy. Are your kids dressing up or no?
Yeah. They get dressed up, yeah.
I'm not going to lie, Nap. I saw the picture of you and your girl and the kids walking through the woods.
Yeah.
Made me so happy, man.
Dude, that's the first time in so
it was,
long.
It was one of those moments where I'm like, that's like, my friend. He has a whole family. I'm so proud you're all grown up, dude. So like the kids walking. I was like, that's little Nep that came out of those things. Wow, that's incredible. Anyways, I feel like that was kind of sus saying those things. So this next point, right? I want to talk a little bit of just IRL football real quick.
Okay, hold on. Before you go into that, real quick, 2 seconds. So would we all agree less content,
yeah,
but better quality content when it comes to
would say go back to the way FIFA was Fridays. You get a promo
about menu stuff. I'm talking about Fridays, you get a promo,
it all comes out at once, and then throughout the week put out sick SBCs. I like that.
Okay,
promo now, all ahead. On Friday, SBCs throughout the week, beautiful, and then fix these rewards because these rewards are trash. Nep, what do you say?
Yeah, I would just like, I don't care about menu content. Give more, give less. It's irrelevant to me. I just wish that you could earn as much through playing the game as you could through playing the menus. I would just like it that if you sat there right now and you've got 400 games on your account, that you've got kind of like the equivalency of somebody who spent that same time in the menus, and it's just not a fair balance. You just get way more out of the menus. But once again, with EA, they just know you can't spend FIFA points when you're in a game.
Yep. Promo cards into weekend league. I think rewards, that's the way it has to be, I think. I think, like I said, maybe
for put team in the week rewards for Reds, and this is going to the monthly things, and we've talked about this all off of the podcast or off of stream or whatever. What if they were to do just leave all the team of the weeks for that week in the rewards? Would that make it better? Like, you know what I mean? Like the best of... So every week, so like last week we had Rashford. This week, potentially, you could still get a Rashford.
That wouldn't be a bad idea if they took like Nep. Let's say like they took 85 pluses from every week, and they as rewards got deeper in, and it kept going where all the 85 pluses were in the rewards or something. I don't know. There has to be something there where your elite, your red picks are structured. Like I said, like an 84 plus red pack. Or an 85 plus red pack, and only certain levels get it, like Elite 1, Elite 3, Elite 4.
Yeah.
Let's say like top 100 got 5 packs, and 3 of those were 86 plus packs, and the other 2 were 80, 83s or 84s. I think that's the way. I think that's the way it has to be. But hey, let's jump topics real quick. Let's talk. We're gonna come back to FIFA. But dude, first y'all's opinion on, I think AC Milan's undefeated.
Get out of here. Really?
Yep, I think like the Italian league's coming back. What do you feel?
Killing it, man.
What are you saying? You think Italian league's coming back? Because back in the in our younger time, the city I was in its prime.
Yeah,
with like the Snyder and stuff,
like Zlatan and Ronaldo, and but the
wasn't the, Snyder
the
there
now, but the old yeah Snyder at what Inter Milan and
yeah
they had some big
Lucio
big and
what was that right back's name?
The right back was the bald guy. Nah, the bald right back. Oh my god,
Maicon.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, what a player,
yeah,
dude.
Yeah.
Oh, what a player.
But he played for City for a little while as well. But yeah, he was a beast. But he was on FIFA. He was insane in like FIFA 12, FIFA 11. He was the GOAT, man.
Who was that one striker that got caught up in alcohol and kind of ruined his career? Yeah, Adriano, what a player he was.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Maradona for a second, bro. I was like, what are you talking about?
Oh, no, that he got caught up in something way different. So yeah, you think it's coming back or no?
Yeah, man, I think it's here. I was really excited right now. You know, it went through a good like 10 years of being a boring league, didn't it? All about the defense, no goals were getting scored or anything. Now every game's like 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 goals all the time. Like, it's great.
Jay, you, what do you think?
I'm going to be honest with you. I haven't watched the City up, but if it is starting to get exciting again, it'd be better to watch than La Liga, to be fair.
Jay's favorite team used to be Roma. He loved Roma growing up. It still is. Yeah, he loved Roma growing up. I had no idea why, but this dude loved Roma. He just loved them growing up. I was like, what the hell? I always liked watching AC Milan. I'm not going to lie. Because you know what's crazy? I'll jump to this real quick. Someone came to my stream and said, hey, Skills, give me your top 5 leagues. I couldn't do it. I said, Prem, La Liga, I think, but kind of, I don't know. And then I was like, I think Bundesliga. Nep, give me your top 5. This shit is hard, bro.
What, in terms of like what I enjoy watching?
No, in terms of the best leagues in the world.
Yeah, well, like Prem, Bundesliga, La Liga, Serie A. The fifth league definitely isn't the French league, because if you take PSG out of the French league, they are literally as big as any of the other small leagues.
But are you saying Bundesliga's bigger than La Liga now, though?
You could say that about the La Liga too. If you take out Real, out Bar, they got nothing either. So
back when I was growing up, you know what I'm saying? Back when little Jimmy was growing up. You used to compare like, oh man, is Serie A better than La Liga, than the Prem? Maybe not.
I would say now Premier League and Serie A are the best two leagues.
You think?
Definitely. Premier League is 100% the best league in the world right now.
Prem is the best. There's no question. I'm saying what's second?
I would probably say the Serie A second, because in the Bundesliga, you've got Dortmund and Bayern as runaways with maybe like the odd like red herring team here or there that keeps coming up. And then in La Liga, you got Atletico, Real, and Barcelona with maybe, you know, every now and then some random team like just going nuts. So they're kind of like on that third and fourth level, you know, like, but yeah, for Premier League and like Serie A right now, you've just got insane players at every team. You've got Napoli, Roma, AC Milan, Juventus, Lazio. Like, there's just all these big teams and big players. It's great.
It's good to see them come back, if it is coming back, and hopefully it is. Do you think the reason we're seeing a lot of goals, though, is because of the world situation with COVID, or you think it's
I think smaller teams will be able to rebound now, because I think the market's going to adjust now to normality of what used to be, and I don't think the player prices are lower now, right? Because player prices were just kept booming and booming. There was no stopping this ongoing flying thing, and then the pandemic hit. And now player prices are kind of coming back. I'm going to be honest with you, bro. I actually think the fifth best league is not Ligue 1. I think it's actually between the Portuguese league and the Dutch league. And I think it's the Dutch league. And I say that is if you take the Portuguese league, you take Benfica, Porto, and Sporting, and you line them up against PSG's top guys. Yeah, the French league, we're probably not beating PSG, but anything else there, they're probably beating them. They're probably bigger teams. And you see that with the amount of money that Benfica and Porto are making when they're selling players like Telles and Ruben Dias. And yeah, Sporting kind of sucks, but you can see the talent that's in Portugal and you can see the talent that's in the Dutch league. So
if you put Ajax in the French league, they would walk that league every single season.
Yeah.
They would win it. Like, it would be them or PSG that would win it every single year. Like, no doubt about it.
Yeah, no. So I think when you look at I think it's either the Portuguese league or the Dutch league. It's probably the Dutch league because Ajax is just, you know, they're doing things. And again, the Portuguese league and the Dutch league are so similar. They're bringing up young talent and they're building really, really sick teams. Someone said Benfica lost to Poyak. Yeah, we did. But then y'all didn't make Champions League neither. So we move. Hey, listen, we're both watching Champions League from home. Listen, no. So right in the top 5 is very, 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 very difficult. And then we'll do one more conversation in the top 5, right? Where Son? As best players in the world, because this boy is cooking.
He is cut. I don't care. Don't do it. That's my boy, Sonny D. Your Capri son. Well, my boy, Sonaldo. Don't play with him. He's cooking.
I think it'd be hard to argue against Lewandowski and Aubameyang being 1 and 2 in the world right now.
Someone said top 20. What? Please tell me you have him higher than top 20.
Like for me, genuinely, you're looking at top 10 minimum, maybe top 5.
That's what I'm saying. He's cooking. Yeah. Salah not better.
Hold on. Hold on.
You can't put Ronaldo and Messi in the top 5 anymore, right? They're not there anymore.
No,
put Neymar in the top 5 anymore either. He's out.
Ronaldo and Messi are retired. They're not there. We can't do this. Let's do this. Let's put them in their own bracket. Right, can we put them in their own bracket? Can we just put them in their own bracket? They're in the Ronaldo Messi bracket. Okay. Yeah, they don't count.
Let's look at the other best players in the world right now. Right?
Thank you. Okay.
You've got Salah. You've got Mane.
Yeah.
You've got Son. You've got
Mbappé.
Mbappe. You've got De Bruyne.
Yeah.
You've got Lewandowski. Who else is there?
I'm sorry. I'm going to be honest. Van Dijk.
Well, I'm more thinking just attackers.
Oh, okay. Attackers. Okay. Okay.
You know what I mean? Like,
okay. 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 Someone said Raul Jimenez. Do not compare Raul Jimenez to Sonny D. I take offense to that. I legitimately
Bobby was one of, in the top five.
Nah, right Bobby's now. Not there. Fati's not Fati enough, man. We got to give him time.
Give Fati a little bit of time, bro. It's been a season and a half, Haaland, bro.
Haaland needs like another 2 or 3 years performing at that level before.
Listen, like, the best,
can start saying stuff and stuff can go sideways real quick with these players, these younger players, bro.
The best player in world football. Aside from Messi and Ronaldo, and I love Mbappe, but it's Lewandowski.
Yeah,
Lewandowski, it's not even close. Lewandowski is the best footballer, and he's playing.
I mean, it's close, right? Like you're behind him, you've got like Pepe and Aubameyang. Like you know what I mean? Like
oh, please.
There's some players there.
Best manager in the world, Arteta. Lewandowski, and then I would say like, would you say Mbappe still performing?
For me, the second best player in the world is De Bruyne.
Yeah, De Bruyne is really good. Someone said Benzema. Listen, you can't really argue the way Benzema played last year. He's a great player. I'm not taking nothing
away. He's not the world's best, though.
I'm going to tell you something. How old is Sonny D?
I don't know.
If I had to guess, I'd say 26.
Guys, can someone? Oh, he's 28? My boy's that old?
I mean, he's not even that old, bro. Like 27, 28. That's like, he's still got... He's getting to his peak, my guy.
Man.
Yeah, he's got a good, like, 7 years left.
Yeah, he still has time, my man is aging beautifully. Bro.
He looks young.
Yeah, he does.
He is Sonaldo in every sense of the word, isn't he?
Yeah. My man is absolutely cooking. Yeah,
Did you see Ronaldo jump last weekend for that header?
Yes.
The guy was, like, 12 foot off the floor.
Was that last weekend?
That wasn't last weekend. He's sick.
No, last weekend.
No, oh my God. I think that was last year, dude.
No, it's this season. It's this season anyway.
Yeah, dude, he jumped like over the guy basically, bro.
Man, he was so high. It was crazy.
Yeah,
2 weeks ago. Man, the guy's like the same age as me, right? And all that makes me feel is good as hell. But if he could still do that at his age, I'm all right.
Yeah, you're good.
I'm just saying that.
There's still time is what you're saying.
Yeah, I need to get in the gym. Why not?
Yeah.
All I'm saying is if Ronaldo deserves a Bugatti because of what he's done, I deserve one, right? Because that's what y'all are saying.
What have you done?
The same thing that a Silver One player's done, but he's getting Elite One rewards.
Hey, that's tough.
Exactly, yeah.
You see what I did there? I went full circle. I set that up, bro. Oh, man, I'm a great host. Hey, I did it. All right, next conversation real quick. So we're saying Sonny D's top five. I agree. Jay,
you guys
top five
even
or no?
Like bring up. You know, you
I,
guys.
I don't know. I don't belly. Know top five, man. Top five?
No.
Like no one talks about Mane. Why is no one talking about Mane?
No, you got Mane, Lewa, and
don't worry, I'll wait.
Yeah, De Bruyne, guaranteed top three. Like three of the best. After that, it is wide open for the next two spots. You could say Mbappe. You could say Messi. You could still say Ronaldo. You could still say Neymar. Personally, don't think you could say Salah. You could say Kane. There is so many other players in there that could fill that 4 and 5. It's crazy.
Is it because I just love him? Is that what it is for me?
Yeah,
I
think
it's just
like
attachment. Yeah. It's like Nep's attachment to Giroud when he was at Arsenal.
You guys are older, so you would know. I'm crazy young, dude. Listen, bro, you were just talking about how you grew up when the city I was good. How long ago was that? All right, don't do the math. Listen, all right. Do you think back then, 90s, had more top players than we have now?
No.
You don't think?
No chance.
Nah, man. I think now.
Like we're talking.
No. Okay, listen. I think that we have a better top 10 now, but I think the 90s had more class altogether. Like, come on, man. Like, you can't compare Melito to Vardy, right? Like, because I'm going down the list. Like,
yeah, but when you changed, right? So, like, Melito before is somebody that could actually, like, he was a striker. Do you know what I mean? We don't have those Alan Shearer, Diego Melito style strikers in the game anymore. The game's evolved. So yeah, it's also like saying back then you didn't have a Vardy. Yeah. There was no one like Vardy back then. Like, I just think the game's changed.
I agree. I still think, though, like that Madrid team that won like three Champions League in a row compared to the other Madrid team. The other Madrid team was better, but they sucked. Like the Figo one. Like, oh, it was cool. That's what I'm saying. On paper, it was like back then on paper, when you think about, like, dude, think about like Maldini played at the same time as all these guys. And like there was a crazy amount of great players. I think there was more variety spread around the world.
That's what I'm trying to get at. I feel like
there was. Can y'all name one player on Roma right now?
Engolden? No, wait, he's into Milan now.
Isn't Kluivert there, the son? Like,
wait, Dzeko, yeah.
The fact that it took that long Dzeko. Is a problem.
I don't watch the City no more.
I think Smalling's back at United.
No, he's not.
No, maybe he came and then went back.
No, he went back, I think.
Yeah, what? See, like, that's what I'm saying. When you talk about, if we go back into the, when we go back and we start talking about like teams, I can name players that played for like Florentina from back then. You know what I'm saying? And I think that's, I don't know, dude. I think back then there was more players on all, I think that, you know what it is? LeBron James.
Huh? What it seemed to be back then is that every team, no matter how good or bad, had like one star guy.
Yeah, LeBron James.
Now,
LeBron James.
All of the star guys are in the same teams.
LeBron James.
And then you got, it's literally that makes sense.
Agent LeBron showed up in sports and started building mega teams. And then football saw LeBron did and said, well, we can do that too. And then football, like LeBron James, man. I think, listen, when LeBron retires from the NBA, I said this already, I think he should be Benfica's scout because I think he can get like Ronaldo to play for Benfica. This guy's really good at recruiting. So I just think LeBron James is the man when it comes to like transforming sports into awesomeness. All right. Hey, one more time. If you're listening on Spotify, Apple Music, make sure to follow. Make sure to leave ratings. We have the beautiful guest Nepenthes. I wish you guys could see how beautiful he is right now. He looks so cute. That's a little bit sus. We're going to jump into questions. Guys, start leaving questions in the chat because I'm going to get questions from you guys from Nep. But before we do that, there's going to be no other guest that knows SBCs as good as Nep. So Nep, We're a couple weeks into FIFA now. SBCs, in my opinion, have been absolute shit.
Yep.
Where are you at with them, bro? Do you want them to be bigger right now? And I know it's kind of intertwining the other conversation, but at the same time, like, what's up, man? How do you think they go with SBCs? Take your time.
I don't know, man.
You got nothing.
Like they're following the same pattern as last year. They're following the meta. Well, they're absolutely not, and that's the problem. They're giving these players that are great, apart from one like outstanding negative, and it's like they're just not giving people the chance to actually have players that are worth anything of true value for SBCs. You'll get the odd one here or there that's like mad good, but most of them you may as well not do it and just buy a similar player off the market that you could sell again afterwards.
I agree. I think they. Again, it's the same as Team of the Week. They need to do more. Someone said, question for you guys. Super Mario said, skills, why do you talk so much? I'm the damn host. I'm supposed to keep this thing going, bro. What do you mean? Why do I talk so much? You think I want to talk this much? All right, we're going to get questions for Nep. All right, hit me with questions. Good questions for Big Nep. We're going to bring you guys in to the podcast. That's one thing that I've been really wanting to do with you guys. Nep, we'll start off with this question. It's from somebody in the chat. It said his name is AA9 Jimmy. And he says, thoughts on Arsenal this season? Do you think they can do it?
What is it?
you know,
like
Campeon as Campeon.
I'll say this. I tweeted this, right? Oh. Arsenal under Arteta are so much better than they were at the end of Wenger's reign and during Emery's reign, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we're still the same. Does that make sense? Like, we're better, but we're the same, you know? Like, we still concede the dumb goals. We still lose dumb games and drop points.
So what you're saying is they're funner to watch?
What I'm saying is, like, yeah, like, well, no, not if you're an Arsenal fan. They're horrible. What I'm saying is we'll be 2-0 up against Fulham with 10 minutes to go and still lose.
Yeah,
that's the kind of team we are right now.
Y'all know how to make football exciting.
We'll be better whilst we do it instead of terrible whilst we do it.
I'm starting. You know what I think, dude? I think I got the Arsenal syndrome in foot champs now
because
I'm throwing away leads like it's crazy. I'm winning 3-0. I'm like, yeah, 5 minutes left. Oh, this game is done. Minutes left, I still lose the game, and I'm like, wow, that's impressive, bro. LS 4 goals in the last 5 minutes. Surely there's a trophy for this shit. Like, people don't do this. Jay, you better be looking at the chat too, bro. You give me some questions.
No, I'm looking.
You got anything for now?
The thing is this. I feel like all the teams, because of no fans, is being like that. Like you saw with Spurs. I mean, I know it's Spurs and all, but up by three.
Spurs had fans in the first place. I thought COVID didn't
really
change.
Oh, that's tough, bro. Just listen.
Oh my gosh.
Just listen. They were up by
don't
three.
Don't talk about
and
my
tie
Sunny
up.
D like that.
Go ahead. Hey, everybody in that league right now is just like losing leads and. And just like the most interesting part of the, as a neutral watching the EPL, is the first 20 minutes and the last 10 minutes. Everything else puts you to sleep in between. I'm just saying, like, a lot of things happen the last 10 minutes of EPL games nowadays.
Because yeah, like you Liverpool guys conceded 7 to Villa. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, like crazy things like that. 7-2. Yeah. You know what I mean? It's kind of crazy.
Carlos says, hey, Nep, we don't know how much you watch basketball, Nep, but LeBron James or Michael Jordan?
Dude, you know why I say LeBron, right? Is because I feel like it's been harder for him to achieve what he's achieved. What? I feel like Jordan was in, think of those Bulls team that Jordan was in, man. He had stunning players around him. LeBron's done it with some teams that
See, I say Jordan, but I get where you're coming from. I think Jordan, because I think LeBron
also,
built
like,
the teams.
Listen, I don't watch much basketball now. I used to watch basketball a lot back in like Chicago Bulls. Were my favorite team. Like I back in the era of like Allen Iverson and Scottie Pippen and players like that. That was when I was like well into NBA, right?
Yeah.
Right. LeBron is not the same kind of player as Jordan.
Nah, so it's hard to compare. Yeah, it's hard to compare.
Yeah, it's hard. Yeah.
Different league now too.
Yeah, yeah,
like it was
more
physical back then. Now you literally jump and then somebody like, taps you and you fall over and there's a foul. So
yeah,
it's like different league. Is almost like a box to box midfielder. Whereas Jordan was a striker. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I feel what you're saying. I get where you're coming from. I get what you're going.
Question
you got one?
Question for Nep. Do you think Kimmich is one of the most underrated players in the world? Yes or no? And I'm going to add to that. Who, if not him, who do you think is the most underrated player right now?
I like this question because I don't watch the Bundesliga.
I don't watch the Bundesliga. And like, the Bundesliga is one of those ones where like I have it on,
but
I don't
watching?
Care. You know what I mean? Like... Yeah,
I hate to say it, bro. It's so shit, man. I'm like, I turned the Bundesliga on. I'm like, bro, I'm going to watch Bundesliga today. And I put that shit. I'm like, oh, wow, fuck, man. Looks like Bayern's going to win the league. What the fuck, man?
Yeah.
I don't care. Again.
In terms of underrated, I mean, it got put in your chat. And it was the player that came to mind for me, dude, is Romelu Lukaku, dude. The guy is outrageous. EA be like, oh, he's a big striker. Let's give him like 12 pace. The man is fast. He can shoot. He's strong. He's got skill. And all I think is like, why did Man United swap him for Cavani? You know?
Can the United board and the Barca board get together? Get the fuck out!
They're just saying right now, supposedly the Barca president resigned. I don't know if that's happening now.
He stepped down?
That's what they're saying. So I don't know if he actually resigned. If he did, thank God.
I'm checking. Oh, this is breaking news.
Hey, do you know what happens? Do you know what that means if the Barca board have resigned?
What?
That means that Messi genuinely just owns Barcelona.
He does. Yeah, might as well just give him a bedroom in the stadium.
Yes,
I'm sure he has one.
Just give him a chair up in that boardroom, put a crown on the top of it, and just be like, this is yours now.
Yeah, if the countries go back into lockdown, Messi's fine. He can stay at the stadium because that's his home.
Yeah.
He owns it. He could stay in the stadium. And oh, he stepped down. Wow, Messi president, bro. Big up to Messi president. All he had to do was say he would look. He said he was retiring from Argentina. They fixed stuff. He said he was quitting things. Oh, man, crazy. All right, we're going to take one more question. Now, what a good one, bro. One question one question to the EA devs. What is
it? My question to the EA devs is, why on earth don't we know anything we want to know? And I don't mean that as like, oh, what chance have I got of packing Ronaldo out of a bronze medal? Like, I mean, like, what the hell does like 79 finishing or 89 finishing actually goddamn mean? Give me a visual representation of what the difference is with different stats for different players from different areas in different circumstances. Let me know.
No, relax. That's transparency, bro. They don't do that at that company.
That's my question to the EA devs.
Hey,
why won't you tell us?
AJ, we're going to end with you getting, you're sitting in front of the guy. You get one question to them. Go.
To EA.
Yeah.
It has to be an actual proper question.
I got mine.
Okay.
I'm going to look him in the face and I'm going to say, okay. Sir Jimmy Johnson. How the fuck have I played this game since I was a baby boy?
Mm-hmm.
And now I have no hair and still exist. Kickoff glitches. I mean, kickoff goals.
No, mine's not going to be similar.
How the fuck does this still exist? There is always... Dude, it makes me so mad when I finally break down little Jimmy and then little Jimmy runs in a straight line and my VVD's leg splits in three pieces and he runs right through, doesn't shoot. He keeps running in a straight line right through my goalie. Bang, just runs in a straight line. Doesn't even shoot the ball. Scores. Bang, goal. I lose weekend league because explain to me how this gets through like your code, bro. How does this still exist?
Because the copy paste. My question was going to be similar to yours. It'd be like, are the coders for this game, do they even watch the sport or know anything about the sport? Because a lot of the stuff the players do and the bugs that we have shouldn't be happening. That
I will say this.
For coach.
We're going to end this on this. I spoke to someone at EA Sports throughout the summer, and I'm not going to name any names. And I gave my opinion how FIFA 20 was the shittiest FIFA they've ever, you know, made. I was very, very vocal about it. And this is his opinion. I'm not going to say no names, but he's gone back to the team producing to speak to them. And what he wants is, this is what I'm telling you, man, it's very different what everybody wants. He thinks Foot Champions should be fully manual.
Fully manual.
Yep. Nah.
Like you control everything? Like every single player?
Fully
manual. I'd be totally up for that.
He thinks weekend league should be played for there to be a skill gap. On fully manual. Now,
no, mean like no assisted passing, nothing.
Fully manual, shooting, I'd passing, everything. That,
but only if also it's fully manual defensively. If AI moves, like they can move the players, but if the AI is like making a defender step in front of a shot, get that out too. He's got to switch into that player and block that shot. If you're going to make it fully manual offensively, it has to be fully manual defensively too.
Yep, that's what I complained about, because I complained about auto blocks, and I know we jumped somewhere else, and he was like, look, I've gone back, and I think it should be manual. And I'm going to be honest with you. If you had to play it manual to get rid of auto blocks, I'd play it manual. Because then you're going to see who the good is and who the bad is, and there's no more nothing about this and that. And
so again, going to that again, it's more questions than questions. Do you guys, both of you, right, because you guys been doing this forever, do you think EA should come out and completely remove custom tactics out of, not the full game, just out of Foot Champs in general, like no custom tactics?
Yes. I told them this over the summer. I said, because that's how the manual thing came up. I said, yo, can you make weekend league where on the D-pad you can go offensive, ultra defensive, and ultra defense, and that's it. No instructions, no custom tactics. It's my starting 11 versus your starting 11. Let's see who plays FIFA better. No more bullshit. You can mess around on your D-pad and go up and down if you want, but nothing else, bro. And it should only be attacking and defending. That shouldn't even be ultra defending. And it should be, let's see who plays this game better. No more formations, this, customs, this, because then it'll allow people to play 4-3-3s. It'll allow people to play.
Somebody's saying no more formation changes while in game without pausing.
I think that should be a thing, but I think that if you take
if you take people from going one depth away, you can now play 4-3-3 attacking. You can now play 4-3-3 defensive. You could play whatever you want because the meta changes now. The reason you have to run 4-2-3-1 and 4-4-2 is because the meta of those instructions and all this shit of stay back and this new meta of putting your players on comeback on defense, honestly, bro, I don't understand why we've started to like praise Mourinho so much. Because that's what we're
ugly,
doing on FIFA.
It's ugly ass football to watch in real life, dude. I can't stand it.
Yeah. So, guys, this podcast, we got to wrap this up because we're going up almost like 2 hours. Every time I bring Nep on, I just go. I want to leave this, first of all, by saying if you're on Apple Music and Spotify, make sure to follow and leave a rating. And I want to give a real, you know, the world's in a crazy place, so I want to end this saying this. To all the little Jimmies out there, I've been on Twitter, and I've been seeing you guys punch your screens. I've seen a lot of broken screens. Now, Jimmy, I want to talk to you because your mother is mad, and your mother paid a lot of money for that goddamn TV that you punched, my man. And I'm going to need y'all to stop throwing your controllers. I'm going to need you. After this, I need y'all to say amen, okay? I'm going to need y'all to stop punching your screens. I seen somebody. I think he headbutted the goddamn thing, bro. There was the biggest circle in the middle. I said, yeah, it has to be a headbutt. There's no way it's a fist. This guy had to put his head through the screen, bro. Guys, this is FIFA. If you get top 100, nothing happens. Literally nothing.
Measurement of your penis size nowadays, boys. Yes. You didn't know?
So stop punching your screens. Your mom is pissed. Your mom is calling Jimmy, and she doesn't want the TV broken. All right? This has been your boys at Stick Talk. It's my brother to the left of me. Make sure to follow him. Jay, what's your new YouTube channel?
J-Tunes FIFA.
J-Tunes FIFA. Go check him out. He does career mode in FIFA's and drafts.
Ultimate teams and stuff.
Nep, can we say about your new thing, Nep, or I can't say yet?
Oh, yeah. Coming.
Not yet?
Coming soon.
I almost spoiled it. I was so excited to spoil it. Okay, I didn't spoil it. I'm really mad because y'all didn't say amen as well. Really pissed.
Oh, amen.
Guys. Yeah.
Well, I didn't know if you were keep going.
And yeah, check out Nep, man. He's all over.
Sweat. Look at that. God damn.
Damn, your armpits are sweating, bro. Yo. Guys, you have to leave it ready for Nep's sweaty armpits. He just sat through a whole sweaty thing. Y'all can't see this on camera, but my man got the... I could have... In Foot Champs, what happens? Oh, you must get, like, mad swamp ass.
I usually have the aircon on. It's just not on right now. That's all.
Oh, the aircon. AC, my boy. AC. Yeah. Yeah, there you go. All right, guys. Nep. Again, man, check out Nep. He's an unbelievable FIFA content creator. And you can hear him bitch about more of these things on his channel all the time.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And you check him out, youtube.com/thepenfest. It's with a Z at the end. All right, don't mess that up. We love you guys. We appreciate you guys, getting involved and being amazing and listening. And thank you guys. And we'll be back next week with another guest. It's going to be amazing. Until then, y'all stay beautiful. Y'all stop punching your screens. And Son is the best player in the world.
What the hell?
Bye, guys.
Bye, guys.
See you later, boys.